Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
It's time for our final position battle here on Toyota's Patriots Today, and we've got the tight ends on tap. Welcome, everyone. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and we're going to kick things off with this matchup between Daniel Fells and Zach Sudfeld. All right, Brian, so why don't you kick things off for us? Who do you like here?
Well, I think Daniel Fells is the guy I'm going to pick, and it's time for him to step into the spotlight with, obviously, Aaron Hernandez not around and Rob Gronkowski, his injury situation, something we'll be closely watching as training camp begins. Last year, his first in New England, Fells had a full season of stats that was almost like a mediocre Rob Gronkowski game. I look for him to step it up big time in the passing game and also be a huge part of the run game in terms of blocking. I think he has the capability to be this team's best combo tight end in the absence of Gronkowski, if Gronkowski is absent. He brings a veteran leadership element with a few teams that he was on, St. Louis and Denver, and he's sort of the elder statesman, again, without Rob Gronkowski around. So a combination tight end is what Daniel Fells looks to be to me. I think these younger guys they brought in, Zach Sudfeld, Brandon Ford, obviously Michael Haomanowanui, Jake Ballard as well. There's a lot of uncertainty with really all of them. I think Fells, the total package, he brings a little more certainty that this position needs.
Well, I'm going to go with Zach Sudfeld here. If this is the position where a rookie free agent beats out a veteran, this is where I see it happening. I like a lot about Zach Sudfeld, especially his size, 6'7", 253 pounds, and he moves really, really well on the field. Of course, that's great for offseason practices, but means nothing until the pads come on during training camp. This guy resembles a lot to me like Rob Gronkowski, and I think that he'll be a good fit here. So to me, he has everything that you need, but I still want to see more when he puts those pads on. But definitely a great guy. I think he's going to be a part of this team.
Yeah, I've liked a lot of what I've seen out of Sudfeld, and I really like the idea of Zach Sudfeld. Like you mentioned, the size, the production he had as a senior. But there's a reason why every team passed on him so often in the draft and that he was available as an undrafted free agent, the injury situation. And yeah, he could be that guy that emerges among an undrafted free agent class, and tight end is that position. But there's a lot of uncertainty with him. And I think when it all comes down to, you know, he might land a spot on the practice squad. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a job he's going to win.
Well, I mean, Rob Gronkowski had his injury woes as well when he was, you know, coming onto the team. So I'm not going to look at that solely and count him out 100%. I think he's put in a lot of really great effort on the field. But again, I am very curious to see what he looks like when the pads are on and when there's contact.
Yeah, that goes for a lot of guys. But yeah, I mean, the tight end position, there's so much flux. So I think Sudfeld, there's a door open for him, but he's got to prove that he can be durable and land a 53-man roster spot.
Right. Well, this will wrap up our final position battle. Brian, it's been fun arguing with you on camera.
Always fun. You know, yeah, you're right. We do it so often off camera. Yeah. So to let the fans see it, I think it's a treat, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So we're getting ready for training camp here.
You're going down one more time. You are going down.
See, I'm not too worried about you. But anyway, this will wrap up our final position battle, and we will see you guys next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.